in the limelight.
The reign terror unleashed in Sudan by dictator Omar al-Bashir has led to the killing of countless peaceful protesters. And despite the efforts of the regime to impose a news blackout, both the people of Sudan and the outside world are becoming aware of the alarming situation in that Arab African country. Stay with us to listen to a report from Khartoum by Jenny Gustafsson titled "A Street Artist Captures Sudan's Slain Protesters." Artist Asil Diop seeks to memorialize victims of deadly government crackdown in Sudan. It is early evening in a residential neighborhood on the outskirts of Khartoum, not far from the River Nile. The buildings are low, the streets covered in sand, the silence is broken only by the sound of a spray can being shaken. Asil Diop, standing in front of a two-story building, sprays quick strokes to form the contours of a face with short hair and soft eyes behind a pair of glasses. It belongs to Saleh Abdul Wahab Saleh, the son of a family living in the building, and the portrait is a commemoration of his death. Saleh is one of more than 50 people who have been killed in Sudan's anti-government demonstrations. Diop, a Sudanese female street artist living in Qatar, said, "I do this to make people remember. This is not like an artwork hanging in someone's house. If you walk by, while you will see it, you will speak about it and you will remember," unquote. Diop traveled to Khartoum a month ago and since then has gone from house to house of those killed in protest, met with their families and painted their portraits on the walls. She said, "When I saw what was happening here, I knew immediately that I had to get involved somehow. So I did what I do best, which is graffiti," unquote. Diop takes a step back to look at the portrait from a distance, then goes back to continue. She started when the sun was up. Now, 2 hours later, the sky is pitch dark. Only a large spotlight on the ground lights up the wall. Behind her, a small crowd has gathered. The family has brought out chairs and sit in silence while she paints. Saleh's father is here wearing a plain white Sudanese robe, as is his elder sister, who raised all the siblings after the mother passed away a long time ago. His two brothers, both younger, lean against a parked car. Says Alaa Saleh, one of the brothers, "We were with him when he was killed. We had gone together to the demonstrations. It was the third time we all went. They just shot him right there in the street," unquote. The people of Sudan are rising up against the reign of terror of the Sudanese-supported dictator Omar al-Bashir. Initially, starting in the northern town of Atbara in mid-December, the uprising spread quickly across the rest of Sudan. The igniting spark was a cut in subsidies that tripled the price of bread, but the underlying causes ran much deeper. Sudan had seen an economic crisis building up for years, partly due to the United States sanctions in place since 1990s, and more recently from 2011 cessation of South Sudan, which caused the country to lose nearly three-quarters of its oil reserves. A Omar al-Bashir, who has maintained a repressive form of divide and rule since taking power in a military coup in 1989, immediately employed his massive security apparatus against the protesters. The forces, including notorious hit squads known as Thatchers, after the stern British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who ruled from 1979 to 1990, have beaten, arrested, and shot people in the streets. At least 50 people have died in different parts of the country, including a teacher tortured to death and a small child run over by a militia vehicle. Diop keeps a list in her phone with the names of everyone who has been killed, along with photographs of their faces. She gets help from a small team, which came together to join her after she arrived in Sudan. She says, "We didn't know each other before. We all met now in the past few weeks. We came together just for this thing, to make an art revolution," unquote. Ahead of making each portrait, they work together to find the address of the family and contact them to see if they want their son or daughter to be painted. "Most agree," says Diop. She added, "There was one father who refused. His son was only 14 years old, and just thinking of his name brought everyone to tears. His death is causing the family so much stress and depression," unquote. Just off the main road, leading through one of Khartoum's northern neighborhoods, lives another family in a house behind a red metal gate. There is a small hole in the metal, just below waist height. It is where the bullet came in that killed Muawiyah Bashir Khalil, a father of six, a month ago. Rawza Yusuf, a relative of Khalil, who lives next door, said, "He had not even been to the protests. He was just coming back from the prayers when he was killed," unquote. He added, "There were big demonstrations that day, and they were throwing tear gas into our house. People were fleeing for their lives, hiding anywhere they could. He was shot right here, just as he stepped in through the door," unquote. Khalil's portrait is now painted on the building facing the gate, with bright eyes and a slight smile. Yusuf stood watching in the doorway, along with Khalil's wife and daughters, as Diop painted it. She said, "He was a kind man, known by everyone in the neighborhood. He used to go fishing in the Nile and always brought home fish for all of us," unquote. Diop has done 12 portraits so far, including one of Auda Agaba, a woman who was shot by the police outside of her house in 2012, and Babikir Abdulhamid, a young doctor who was killed after having treated wounded protesters on the same day as Khalil. She concluded, "My initial goal was to do only 3 or 4, to be honest, if you could get away with them, but it keeps doubling now," unquote.